The situation is stable, is volatile but stable. You know that we faced very difficult moments in the months of December and January, where a Spanish peacekeeper lost his life. Since then, I have to say that the great commitment of both parties, Israel and Lebanon, has helped a lot to maintain the situation stable and avoiding any increasing of tension in our area of responsibility. It is clear that there are some disputed areas and some issues that are not solved. But with the commitment of all the parties, we are trying to take step forwards towards the end state of the 1701.
You have a vast experience in multinational peace operations. What are some of the challenges that are specific to UNIFIL? And has the situation in neighboring Syria, for instance, had an impact on the situation and on your operations?
This mission is very challenging for me, because it is true I'm force commander, but at the same time I'm head of mission. And one of the main challenges is to guarantee the integration of this mission and cooperation between the military and civilian components. On the operational side, there are no major difficulties. The characteristic of this mission is that those that are considered very small incidents might have a strategic political impact on the general situation, both in Lebanon and Israel. So the main focus for me is just preventing that this kind of incident take place, to avoid any miscalculation and to avoid any misunderstanding on the different aspects of the mission.
Could you give us an example of what one of these incidents could be, even if it's just generic?
Yeah, for example, we have a Wazani River, that is a small river that goes from north to south along the blue line. And from time to time, it happens that fishermen or civilians swimming into the river cross the blue line, even for very few meters. And this creates problems and tensions due to the fact that both parties, Israel in particular in this case, does not accept any violation of the blue line, and we do not accept and we monitor any violation of the blue line. Small issues that can be easily solved, but at the same time are brought to the attention of the political level.
As you mentioned, you're at the head of a force of more than 10,000 men. How many women number among them? And what are some of the challenges they face? And reversely, what kind of advantages do they bring by their presence?
Well, the presence of the women in UN peacekeeping is really important. Unfortunately, the percentage of women in UNIFIL is very limited. It is around 3%. The advantages of the female personnel in UNIFIL, but not only UNIFIL, in all this mission, is that female members have the capabilities to open the doors for that part of society that is not very open to the female members. And this helps a lot to increase in the confidence building. I hope that in the future we might have more female members in peacekeeping operations. And really, based on my experience in Afghanistan, in Iraq, the role of the female peacekeepers is really outstanding, because help a lot in creating that kind of relationship that otherwise cannot be done.